And to that culture is a positive attitude to have. What that positive attitude for you changes in the culture has been transformed to some masculine honor somehow. That's how now Persian would understand it. But Rumi doesn't use it like that. He would use it very precisely and relate somewhat in a way to say, listen to this qayyim, this tribe. This means this is something that the God is the other. Or the other. Qayyum is God himself. And everybody will attract this adjective from him because he is none of this. The other. The different. And if you look at it, you will see that there are some hints about not jealousy, but is that, okay, I have more pride of this fellow, and more pride of that fellow, but God has the pride, which is not the pride, it's the difference in the other, the one we don't know. Whatever you present, if I wanted to say in Arabic, okay, what else do you have? I will use that word. What ghayb of all of this? Because when we put whatever we know in a pot, something other than this, that's ghayb. And he insists on that, and he starts that all existence is other, because this is a competition that has won already. You see, he uses the word ha with all the meaning that ha has. You remember that nine word we collected to know what ha is. Do you remember those nine words? Right, correct, clear, just, justice, true, expectancy, all that, and God. All of that is ha. That phenomenon, the ultimate of our imagination, collect all the goodness, put them together, something like that. Because God himself is the winner of this competition of being different, being the other. Yes.
Is it related to what the word you use in English, transcendent? God's absolute transcendence?
In a way, you could say that, yes. But not exactly. Then you will explain it. Imagine if this helps or not. Because you say, you know why I'm saying this? Because he is the life, and whatever exists is the body. He is the essence. The rest is the form. And all this for a conclusion. This is not an information to be talked later. You will talk about it later. But for the moment, we say, I told this to remind you that there are two ways of understanding. One is to know about something, the other one is to see something. And if somebody is in the state of seeing something, moving to the state of knowing something is a step backward. This is awful. You're going back. Because when you know something, you just know it. You're not close enough to see. When you arrive closer and you see the stuff, this is a better situation. This is the meaning of the third verse of her, which is 1764. Anyone who's praying niche is turned on to the revelation. Do you regard his going back to faith as shameful? So, it's not. at least it doesn't give me the sense. The translation to me will be anybody who his place of prayer is not the prayer itself, it's the place of the prayer. You know the difference. The place of the prayer is mihrab, means the region of war. Do you remember that little place of prayer is war zone? You have to remember that. If you don't, what should I do? I have to go back and remind you. Where did we talk about this mihrab?
First story, second paragraph.
First story, second paragraph. The king will go there and over there. We talk about the greatest war and the smallest one. The smallest one is to go and die, fight and die for God. The smallest. And the greatest was yourself. Because you have a self to fight. You have an animal instinct here, which is not your friend. The ego, right? And when do you face your ego? When do you not face anything else? And when is that? The time of prayer. Time of prayer, you're not supposed to think about your mortgage, your job, your friendship, your hunger and all that. You put everything aside. So you're facing yourself, because over there, supposedly, it's you and God. And because God is not there, he's everywhere, so it's you fighting yourself. This is the practice. So we call that little geeks mihrab. And have you noticed that the law of that mihrab? If you want to build a mosque, how do you build that mihrab? It must be the lowest level. Because when you go down there, you should see nothing else. You are the imam. Even if you're alone, you're the imam of yourself in that place. And you're going deep down in the lowest position you could have to fight yourself, to get rid of this arrogance of me. And amazingly, you have to do it. You have to start that situation, that war, by standing up. The qiyam is the first requirement. See, to stand up and carry yourself, face yourself. That's the mihrab. You will say, there is one that the mihrab is the vision. This guy, if he will go back to faith. What is faith? Faith is believing in something you don't know, you don't see, you have never encountered. What you know about, right? You say, this is no good, the other one is good. Remember, we are leading towards that. Right from the beginning, this was one major part of this, let's call it education. This practice, this education, one of the main things you should always remember is, this is not leading towards knowing better. That's science. This is leading you to see what you are. Because we believe if you see it, you don't need the information. Therefore here, we talk about the face, beautiful face of beloved, and the situation to arrive with and just come and look at that beauty. Because the rest is the work of beauty, is not the work of knowledge. That is the beginning of this long paragraph, which is coming after what? After he talked about some strange stuff. The last paragraph, if you remember, was another long one that he said, okay, this is a subject we cannot talk about. So I engage in the talking and the sound and the music and everything. I try to talk directly to your heart. How? Oh, me personally, I'm thinking about the rhyme and stuff like that in this poetry. But he is telling me everything about those, about the only. So I'm eliminating all these distractions, and I will give you a spirit that down. And that is special spirit, which is hidden from Adam, is hidden from even God. But I'm going to give it to you. How? I found it. With being nobody, you could be everybody. So get rid of this somebody, this illusion of me, me, me. Why? Because we are going to another state of mind. We are going to talk about love, right? You know what's the magic of love? One of the magics of love is that lover and beloved are one, are not two. So duality doesn't come there. This is 1739. Whomsoever you see to be a lover, regard it as beloved or loved. That's what it is. So this duality should disappear. How? Later he said, by surrendering to beloved. First of all, how do you like your taste to be? Do you like the sweetness or sourness? If you are a lover, you know whatever beloved decides. If beloved decides the sour taste is good for you, you yearn for sourness. That's what love is. You lose your preferences. And what is that preference now? What is it? Look at it. We are not satisfied. Right? There is a non-satisfaction part, an empty part that's there for us to seek, to look around. We found it. But it's very complicated. And we know that a lot of people will lose it before we're using it. Why do people lose that capability of being in love? So they use it because they got it cheap. Because it's given to everyone. And nobody thinks about that. That deep feeling of heart, you can lose it because you got it for free. You didn't work for it. And there is something else. This is something that when you go deep in it, you want only one thing, to go deeper. This is something that you submerge yourself there, and you don't look for coming out of it. Nobody will think that, I hope I get out of this state of love. It's something that when you go there, you will be submerged. And I told you a little bit of it. Don't think that I described it like this. I had a very long paragraph. Imagine, this is it. It starts from this page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages, right? And the very last one he said, I have told this summary. I told you summary. Because it's impossible. If I say no, you will lose your understanding even. Everybody will lose their understanding. It's not by saying. It's printed in that. And please remember, whatever I'm telling you here is the affiliation. Is a little bit about it. And it's more than that even. Whatever I say, I don't mean it really. I mean something else. You know what the problem is? The problem is you remember. Who created the language? In you. Do you remember? The guy who created the language in you was the merchant. It was useful for trade. That's what language is. We created it as a tool